And welcome to The Fountain, episode 3 on November 29th. I'm your host, Matt, and with us we have good old Miles. Miles, what's up?
You had to talk to me when I'm taking a drink. I'm doing good, Matt. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. A little weird in Tennessee right now if we had our first snow in November.
Yeah, that really sucks. My car still has no heating in it. It was very cold driving to work this morning.
Ooh. And we also have Brent with us tonight.
Hello.
Hello there, sir. Have you been?
Doing good, dude. I mean, you and I have been in on the Warhammer stuff here lately. Been doing that pretty hardcore, so definitely been doing really well with that. At least I think we are. I mean, Baneblade, right?
Oh, Baneblades are a beautiful thing. And you're all recovered from your wisdom teeth?
Yeah. Don't have to be all coked up anymore, all drooling in the floor and whatnot. You know, doing that kind of crap.
And you're not spitting up blood, right?
Dude, oh, that first day was so bad of that. Like, my dad just brought me glasses. I just spit in that. I don't even want to worry about it. I was like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. But I'll never have to go through it again, though. Three teeth down. Booyah.
And then last but not least, we have Brian.
What up?
What up, son?
I just, I just got back from riding my kayak back from the library. Because I don't know where the snow was. We got pouring rain. It was like flooding here. So, you know.
Well, it was like Skyrim in my world today. I was going through different zones. I was driving up to work today. It was raining. Went up the mountain. I was in, like, Alaska. There's snow everywhere. So,
well,
I prefer Minecraft. I think it's more like Minecraft.
More like Minecraft?
It's like Minecraft.
There's not like a secret mushroom.
If it was Minecraft, it would be like, oh, look at these pixels. I think it's snow. Or maybe it's rain. I don't know.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you get attacked by, like, a creeper. Same exact thing.
Hmm.
Or what are the Endermen? Ugh. Endermen are terrifying.
Do they
but
just
you know what?
You?
This show is not about Minecraft. This show is about League of Legends. It's what this show is about. So, big news of the week, guys. Other than the champion, who we'll get to later, we have a new jungle coming out. Or is it already out?
It is out. Oh, it is. Yes. It's fancy.
It's fancy.
Yeah,
basically, I can't even say fancy. Ugh.
What'd you say, Brent?
So you can't even really say fancy for that new jungle thing, dude. No way. No.
Dude, it's that, I don't know what they did.
dude, you were grabbing about it before I was. Oh, it's so awful sounding. I haven't seen it, though. I saw the big bear come running out of it. That's the most I've seen of the new jungle, though.
Yeah. Well, basically, the new jungle, they've... I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, but from watching a few things and reading about it, basically the small camps don't give buffs, they give health relics. So when you kill, like, the big wolf and the big wraith, and there's, like, one of the golems that's bigger than the other now, you get, like, your health gets restored based on how much health you're missing. So, like, if you're at, like, 25%, you're going to get, like, a good chunk of your health back. And it's, like, to help. Their justification was to help lower end people jungle better. And which is fine, I guess, but I don't know. And they've made it, and like you can't do a full clear and get level 4 anymore. At least I haven't seen it yet. Like the golems only give like half a level of experience now. Like they've nerfed the experience they get, so you don't like level up as fast in the jungle. I don't know. I haven't gotten to play it extensively yet because it just came out this morning, but my goodness. So, I don't know. Gotta wait and see on that one.
I am a horrible jungler. I'm really, really bad. So, I'm pretty excited for the new jungle. And with the changes they just made to Shaco, I think it'll be so much easier.
Yeah, I can see it for sure. But I mean, even then, you look at champions that already jungled fast, that like weren't at risk, like they're gonna be at 100%. Like, health. Like, Udyr, I did, like, just for fun, just to see what it was like. I did a full clear with Udyr, and, like, I didn't drop below 85% health. Like, I just did it in a custom game just to see what it was like.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, because now that you heal off of the small camps, it's like, what the heck, man? Like, I don't even have to try to jungle anymore. I can literally start a camp and go AFK and come back after the camp is done and be fine. Like, you don't even have to try anymore.
I mean, I know Riot does their testing and stuff, so I'm going to have faith that they know what they're doing since they made this game that has, what did they say, 40 million? 40 million players or something ridiculous like that. But I don't know. I think they might change it. Maybe not back to what it was, but that I mean, it does sound way too easy. If you're getting health back from basically every group that you go to, I mean, it almost sounds like anyone can jungle. Like, even if the champion is not a jungler, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm interested. I really want to try. I did it before the patch came out and did okay with it, but I was always at low health. But I really want to try Jungle Blitzcrank now and actually, like, really give that a try. Because now that you gain health back from killing the big wolf and the big wraith and stuff, his biggest problem was that he didn't have sustain in the jungle. But now that you give him those camps, like, that opens up, like, I'm pretty sure Alistar could jungle now. I'm pretty sure Blitzcrank could jungle for sure. Like,
yeah.
It's opening up, like, new paths of jungle. Like, people that you wouldn't think could jungle can now jungle. So it's going to be interesting to see how it affects things. I could definitely see, like, roamers coming back, which is where they're not really junglers, but they just go and, like, kill camps and, like, basically roam from the top of the map to the bottom of the map and try to gank the entire time.
Oh, yeah,
like, I could see that
coming back. You mean actually making Eve good again?
No. Eve sucks. She'll suck until the stealth remake comes out. Like, Eve is like a gnat that won't go away now. It's like a tick. Like, that's just, like, that you can't get rid of. Like, I don't, like, it's just... She doesn't do anything. Like, if they had just made the changes they had without, like, making her stun a slow, she would have been fine still. But, you know, they made it a slow. It's like, oh, Eve just popped. Let me just turn around and kill her or walk away. I mean, I haven't seen an Eve in months played at all. So,
I think it was a game me and Miles were in once where we had an Eve that wrecked.
Really?
On the other team, not on our team. Yeah, it was a while back. I mean, she was still terrible. Yeah. We still had an Eve on the team.
She was playing.
She became a problem.
She might have been a free week.
If you guys look at the Volibear patch preview where they were talking about how they're changing the jungle, like, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's literally like 27,000 dislikes to 8,000 likes because of the jungle change. And, like, the two top comments are like, why are you breaking the jungle? Like, the top comment is, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah, like, that's the problem.
Everybody's like, why did you even change this? So it's like almost 30,000 people are like, no, this is awful.
Yeah, there was no reason to. There was nothing broken about the jungle the way it was. Like, it was fun for me to be able to set up my boxes and be level 3 when mid is still level 1 as Shaco and go gank. That's fun. Like, what am I going to do now? Like, I have to start at blue, or I could start at red, I guess, but it's not going to be as good. Like, there was no reason to change the jungle to the way they did it. Like, it's just kind of like them balancing the game around newer players instead of... that's the reason Eve was nerfed, was because she pub-stomped lower games. Like, it made people quit the game, literally quit the game, because people were playing her on Smurfs and going, like, 40-1, and people didn't want to play the game anymore. But, like, the jungle didn't have that problem, so the Eve nerf was justified, but the way the jungle was didn't cause people to quit the game. Like, it just meant that you had to have runes, and you had to learn, and you actually had to think about what you were doing. Now you can just take anybody with enough attack speed and clear the mini camps, and you could do a sustained jungle route. And I mean, you'd level up pretty slow, but now you can basically stick anybody in the jungle that has an auto attack that does any sort of respectable damage. I mean, it's just kind of, I don't know. I mean, this is all just from, like Brent said, watching the spotlight and, like, watching two streams. This is just what I've seen. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Stick their finger in it like that. It's horrible. I don't even enjoy it. Like, Shyvana has recently kind of come into light with me, and I'm just like, now I don't really want to do it anymore. It's like, oh, I could jungle Shyvana, or I could not.
Well, see, I mean, I think there's a lot of, like what you said, they're just trying to make it easier for other people to get it. I mean, I am not as veteran as Brian by any stretch of the imagination. But I tried juggling a few times, and I do all right, you know what I mean? But I'm usually not where I should be, you know what I mean? I'll be like a level or two below where I need to be by jungling, and it really just would probably been more helpful if I was laning the whole time. So from that aspect, yeah, I understand it. But, I mean, it seems to be the trend with a lot of games that are online that they make them easier as time goes along. I mean, look at WoW. everyone says Vanilla WoW was the hardest game, like hardest MMO ever to play. And then now, in Cataclysm, and then, what is it, Mist of Pandaria, or whatever the frick it's called. I mean, they're getting rid of threats.
You mean Pokemon?
Yeah,
China Pokemon. Edition?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think the original was China, or Japanese, I guess. Anyway. But they get rid of threat almost entirely. Like, it's so hard to pull aggro now if you're not doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Unless you're trying to be a dick. And then, like, in the new one, I mean, they're, what was some of the other changes? I mean, it doesn't really matter, but they make it more, you know, they have their not their core people, but, you know, the people who really enjoy it. And now they're saying, how can we get more people to come onto that?
But the thing is, like, that's the double-edged sword of that, though, is they're gonna make it so much easier for new players, but then the old players are going to go, I don't like this, because that's, I mean, look at WoW. I mean, look, they lost, what, 3 million subscribers because of that? Because they were like, everyone's like, wow, this is terrible. Because I know I started Cataclysm out, and I was like, this isn't even Wrath. Like, I was just like, no, I don't want to do this. I mean, because I played Burning Crusade even, and I was just like, no, I don't want to do this ever again. Like, I'm done with this.
I agree, but I mean, I think when you start, I'm not saying that this game's getting boring. I still love League of Legends, and I will always play League of Legends, I'm sure. But I think when a game starts to get to a certain age, like, I mean, how many champions do you own, Brian? I mean, do you own most of them? All of them?
I own all of them.
Yeah, I mean, and your runes are pretty much maxed out, right?
I have 11 pages, but I didn't have that many pages until recently when, like, I didn't have anything to spend IP on anymore, so I just started buying pages.
But I mean, that's exactly my point, though. I mean, you are maxed out. You probably only spend money when a new champion comes out or a new skin that you like. So they're not going to get that much money from you on a free online game. I mean, they kind of have to brought out to increase their profits. I understand it. I'm not saying I like it. I'm fine with there being things in a game that I suck at and that other people excel at because that makes the game more challenging. You know what I mean? It gives me something to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of on the same page. I'm not sure if I'm really going to... I mean, I'll probably find it fun because I can do it, but that's not saying something. You know what I mean? I'm good, yay!
It's basically, they did it, they changed the jungle so that people with suboptimal runes can jungle. Like, I think people that have the right runes won't notice that much of a difference, but people who didn't have the runes, where, like, when you're low elo, or when you're, like, below level 30 and you don't have the full rune page, so the only champions you can use are Warwick and Udyr.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I got you.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, I think it... I don't see it affecting high-level play as much, because, I mean, those guys will figure out a fast way to jungle regardless. I think it's just kind of a little noob-friendly maneuver on their part, trying to make the game easier to play while still maintaining, like, the complexity.
I don't know. It's just so dangerous. I mean, let's take it back to what Brent said earlier. It's so dangerous to change something that's been in multiple incarnations of the same game for so long. Like, the jungle really hasn't changed from Dota. Dota All-Stars is the same in Heroes of New Earth, and it was the same in League of Legends, and it's going to be the same in Dota 2 and Blizzard Dota. And they're just, I don't know. I don't like it.
See, I think in those kind of things, I mean, changes you could make would be like a hard mode. Like, you can team hit your... That'd be awesome. If I could accidentally kill someone with my ultimate because my teammate's too close to me, that would make the game so much more challenging.
Friendly fire.
And you're going to like Dota 2 then.
Yeah, like I have my ultimate. No one come near me.
Friendly fire.
Whoa. Dota, you can last hit champion, like your own champions.
Yeah.
So the other team doesn't get the kill or the money.
See, that is hardcore. Or you'd be like, dude, I was going to get my ultimate. Like, I don't care. Damn.
No, you don't get the money. Your team doesn't get money.
Well, you know what I mean.
Death, oh, like, I prevents it. Them from getting the money.
Yeah.
You could also last hit turrets.
See, that's going to be pretty cool.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. I mean, they might make it a new mode. I don't think Dominion is doing exactly what they thought it would. I don't play it. I played it for a while. I just didn't enjoy it.
I played Dominion when I just want to kill things. And, like, I get in the game, and everybody on my team is yelling at me, go cap that point. And I'm like, no, must get kills. And, like, I'm, like, chasing guys, like, through the jungle and, like, trying to just – I'm diving into, like, five of them just to get one kill. Like, I mean, I don't care when I play Dominion. Like, there's – I'm sure there's strategy to it, but I just want to kill things.
Well, that's the thing. With Dominion, it seems like even though it's been out for several months now, no one knows how to play it. Still, like, I lose probably, like, 80% of every game of Dominion I play.
But you know what? I also don't care that I lose 80% of every Dominion game that I play. If I lost 80%
extra IP, man.
I mean, that's true, I guess, but I mean, if I was losing 80% of like every regular game I played, then I would care. But if I go into Dominion, I'm just playing for fun. I could care less whether I win or lose. That's just the mindset that I have.
If you want to win more games, Matt, you should probably quit playing with Brian on your team.
One of the last games I played with Brian in Dominion, he had to go. So he like left, yes. And I forgot he was gone, and I was like, why are we losing so bad? Oh yeah, Brian's not here.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I gotta go to class and just quit.
See, I don't like Dominion because I was playing a game and we were doing good. We were dominating like the entire game, and it got down to where they had 2 seconds left, and they turned it around and we lost the game, and it was embarrassing. I was like, how did this even happen? Like, they took all 5 points. We couldn't even like get a foothold. I mean, it was ridiculous, and I was like, that should never have happened. So I quit.
So for this next part right here, I think we're going to let Brent intro this. So Brent, what do you think about Mr. Polar Bear? Bully Bear.
Meaning rage.
Man, Miles, we've already talked about this. You guys love him. I can't even stand it. And ask Matt. Like, Matt and I have been arguing for, what, a week, Matt, I guess, on and off, about a week for him. Because Matt was like,
I've said he was stupid since he was announced.
Yeah, I was like, Matt, this guy looks awesome. Matt was like, nope, no, he doesn't. I was like, dude, I'm so excited. I was like, there's lightning, and he's like a Viking bear, and it's like they're like suit of armor. And there's no suit of armor. That's a lie. But anyway,
that's what I'm saying. He is like Thor. He is basically Thor.
Yeah, well, in a crappy one. I'm sorry. He's awesome.
Crappy name. My name's Wally Bear. I have a bear in my name.
Somebody at Riot just needs to stop it. Like, they're like, we need to change the jungle. Stop it. Whenever they're like, Bully Bear, stop it. We just need one guy around the Riot offices to go, stop it.
Dude, you know what? The only problem I have with Bully Bear is that he's another tanky DPS. Like, that's the only issue that I have, is that they released another top lane champion. Like,
dude,
when,
dude, stick him against Irelia or Riven and watch what happens. They were going to roll him. He is bad.
Riven rolls everybody.
But, I mean, but the thing is, though, is he's supposed to be along the same, like, I don't know, what would you say, class line? Like the same role that he's supposed to play? Well, I mean, he should at least be competent with her. He's not, though. Oh, he's no. Nope. Played him earlier in top solo against a Fizz, and Fizz was like, and dude.
Short!
Yeah, he does tower. Like, specifically, I watched him run from mid tower all the way through mid tower. Came down into my turret and killed me at the turret, and there was nothing I could do about it. I was just like, I mean, I can singe, fling him, and then even singe would probably be like, that's a bear. And then he trolled his little vial of crap. I was just, no, I'm out on Bully Bear. I'm done with it.
You know, I don't think it's a fair comparison, though, to compare him against another new champion who I don't think has really been balanced yet. I mean, if you go up against someone who's been in the game for, like, 6 months, you know what I mean, who they've balanced out, you know, they have enough data to do it on. I mean, they might not balance Fizz at all. I don't know. I know, like, Graves has got a nerf already. It doesn't take very long. And
needed one.
Well, he did. He did. But see, even his nerf doesn't seem like it's that much of a difference, though. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again.
I mean, I can't go ham with Graves anymore since the nerf. He was just too bursty when I was like on my Graves run. Now I get shut down pretty easily.
His nerf was just on his defense, though, wasn't it? Or was it defense and offense? I thought it was just his passive that got nerfed.
They hit him everywhere. Yeah, they hit him overall, like on everything. I mean, he was just a little too strong. And I mean, I went ham with him the other day, Matt. I mean, you were in that game. It's still very possible, but you just got to have the light range lane comp or something. There's got to be something right there to happen with him now, which is kind of lame. But
who?
With Graves, dude. You can't just hop in a lane with somebody.
Graves is a beast still.
You
can't touch Graves in lane. Like, if you put a Soraka in a Graves, you lose the lane. Like, that's it. Game over, son. Like,
game over, Graves, man.
Graves is ridiculous still. His ultimate, it doesn't matter that they nerfed his attack range or anything like that. He's still got the dash, and he's still got the ultimate that can blow your face off in 2 seconds. Like, it's still just...
Does his dash go through walls?
Yes.
Like smaller walls.
The small walls, not the fat walls.
Yeah.
Like you can jump in and out of Baron and in and out of Dragon. and like over the cliffs and like the small little walls between like the double golems and that those places.
Yeah,
you can jump those, but nothing big.
I always enjoy doing that. It's fun.
Miles likes to just take kills away from the other teams. Like, nope, none for you.
I did. I started playing. I call it a... I'm not going to say what I call it, but basically, I kept running into battles. I was playing with a buddy of mine. I kept running into battles. I was playing as Twisted Fate, and every time he would attack, I'd use my ultimate to teleport away and just let him get ganked. It was pretty fun. He was getting pretty
bad. I tried that the other day when I was playing TF mid. It was a bad decision. And I went TF mid, and I escaped. I ported it away. Do you know what happened when I landed? I was dead.
That's pretty funny.
He this got red buffed.
Matt and Brent. Hey, I'll random you. He'll random. Okay. Matt gets Twisted Fate, who is on his never to be played list.
And it I was played just... Twisted Fate like a total of 6 times in my life.
But
dude, I don't
hey,
even remember
listen.
Who I got. It wasn't I got a good choice, and Matt got TF.
I'll give you credit though, Matt.
I like TF. I really like TF. I'm sorry you guys don't. I haven't played him in a while because I have so many new champions that I've been playing. But I really like TF.
It's not that we don't like TF. I mean, I love TF. Like, I love going, like, the attack speed hybrid AP thing with him. But not when Matt gets random into him. And he's like, how do I build him? And he's got a Rylaze. Which was pretty much the most ridiculous
player. Dude,
best
decision ever. So smart. Also beefy.
Like, Brian and I just looked at his build, and I was like, Brian, Matt has the best TF build ever right now. And all I hear is Brian just start laughing. Because all I heard, I was just like, yep.
Now, talk about random talk. We were, Brent and Brian were in our threes team, which is called Gangsters in the House, a.k.a. Gat-Gat.
Gat-Gat.
And we roll on fools is what we do. And my game didn't really freeze. Oh, yeah. I still had the timer ticking down, and I couldn't choose anybody. It still said it was the other team's turn to ban a champion. So they're like, hey, Matt, you need to choose someone. I was like, what are you guys talking about? They're still ticking down. Why are y'all yelling at me? And then all of a sudden... time went forward, and it was like Brian's turn to pick, and I got random as Tristana in threes. We won that game.
Nice.
Matt was,
and
just
I
like,
just helped yeah. all the time.
I helped,
and I helped. Nice.
I'm gonna start recording our threes games, and then we can put those up on the website for
dude,
people to see.
Dude,
Gangsters in the House.
Man,
I don't think you guys should start recording threesomes. That's kind of weird. I mean,
whoa.
There's a lot of money in that kind of stuff, Miles. Come on now, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's, Miles, you're the sugar.
This wouldn't even be Geek Sync anymore. This would be like the nerd orgy. That's what this would be from now on.
Two threesomes going against each other.
The geek orgy.
I'm not the scorekeeper in that.
wait.
Dude,
I'm going to pump the brakes on this conversation. We're just going to end this tangent right now.
All right.
Before it gets out of hand.
I will say, I really like Volibear. I love his ultimate, because I was playing, and every time they'd be running away, and they were, like, out of range, like, I mean, I couldn't chase them down, I would just start attacking a minion, and his ultimate, which is basically does chain lightning damage to four people, basically in a row, I killed, like, 3 or 4 times every time they were running away, because his ultimate just chained so well. It has a pretty good range. I don't know what the range total is on it, but...
Gangsters in the House.
Thanks, man.
Dude,
yeah, that's a good.
We just be playing, and all I hear is Matt just gets up on the mic, and he's like, "Gangsters in the House," and then he just runs away. It's like, what just happened? Like, I'm confused. And Ryan's
that's our
just
battle
like,
call, man.
What
is that like? Is that how he summons you guys? Like, he just sends a text and emails, "Gangsters in the House." We have to hurry home.
Yeah. No, he just sends out a mass text, "Gat Gat," and then we just know like it's time to.
We know it's time to. Bring Gat Gat from the grave.
Is the Gat Gat symbol in the sty? And you guys just look go, oh, it's Gat Gat Man. And you guys just hurry.
Well, what's so funny is we're playing threes against these people with serious names, like Team CQ41, and then we're Gat Gat running around, and you see Gat Gat Electrics or Gat Gat Too Tall Ball.
It's like, wait a minute, hang on. We're beating like teams that are actually going to take this game seriously, and. And like the thing is, we played 4 games and they weren't even close. Like it was just domination in every game. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got a good team. Rumble in threes, unstoppable.
How'd you do Rumbles in 5, yeah. Matt?
You know what? I know what to do now.
Oh, good. That's very important.
Brent abuses people with Rumble. It's not fair. It's really not. Like, if we want to just, like, if we want to play threes, Brent, you got top lane, bro. Take it away. Rumble.
Yeah, he sent me, I was like, man, I think I'm going to play, like, starter or something. No, get Rumble. Go up top. I don't even really need you down here anymore. And then Brian,
I'm, like, panning the camera. Like, I'm just jungling. I'm looking for a gank. And I, like, look at top lane, and I'm like, where is Brent? And he's back at, he has them pushed back to their tower with the flame spitter. And I'm just like, all right, well, can't gank nobody.
The best one was, Brian was playing Nocturne, and he hit six. He's like, Brent, all right, I'm ready to gank. And I was, like, in the guy's turret, just hitting him with Ignite and just walking off like, he's dead. Don't worry about that. We got this. And I just hear Brian start laughing. He's like, okay, when he gets back, we'll handle that. I was like, all right, we will.
Yeah.
Well, with new champions always comes new skins. And we were just talking about this a minute ago, but that troll plank, that gank plank, got that new rework.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
Well, he doesn't look like a weird Terminator robot anymore.
Looks like he shaved his pubes down a little bit because they're no longer on his chest.
He does have a glowing eye. Like, I don't ever understood why he had a glowing eye. Is that like his evil eye? You know, he's just giving you the wink?
That's how you know he means business. It's his rape face.
I guess. He just looked, he looked weird. And his, like, in-game model looked funny, too.
Yeah, he looks good now, though. He, like, his... It's not like a little dagger that he's holding. It's like a full sword that he slashes.
Check out my dagger, son.
Yeah, dude. I like it. I like it.
Dagger.
The other thing that's really cool is the Sivir remake. That's pretty awesome. About time Sivir got a remake. Dude, I think I talked about it.
Did you say Gangplank has a rape face?
Yeah, he does. That's his yellow eye. It's like Mundo's tongue.
Dude, Matt's got some good rape face. Or what do we call your faces, Matt? That we talked about with you? That would, like, put Gangplank to shame. Like, oh, man, Matt's got some faces, dude.
You'd be like my birthday face.
Oh, my God. Or Nate's picture.
Happy
birthday.
Oh,
my God. That's the best picture ever. I'm off topic. Go ahead. Sorry, bro.
But they reworked Sivir skin, too? I haven't seen that. I just saw the Gangplank news.
They've actually changed her abilities. Like,
oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. All right, I'll just read them out. They increased her attack range. They increase the speed of her attack missile. Her passive is like... Okay, I'll read it to you. Sivir's new passive is... Sivir's basic attacks against enemy champions grant her 50 movement speed for 2 seconds. So she gets like a mini ghost. Hold on, my game just messed up. Hold on a second. Okay, her boomerang blade had its mana cost reduced. It's now physical damage. Its ratio got bumped up. And... No more ability power ratio. So I don't know why you'd ever have one anyways. But and then Ricochet got remade completely. Like, it's now a toggle that, like, it resets. It's an active ability, and it resets your auto attack. So, like, you attack once and then hit it again, and you attack again, and that second attack bounces, like, the old Ricochet 5 times. Even at level 1, it bounces 5 times. So, like, it's a nice change. And her ultimate now, like... Additionally, applies the buff to allies who come into range while on the hunt is active, rather than only on activation. So it's like an aura, rather than like just a burst, like for only the people around you. So I think it's a good change. I think she can actually be used. Like, I'll have to give her a shot in ranked games and see how it goes. But they fixed one of her main problems, which was her attack range. Her attack range is, I guess, it's about the same as Graves now. I think it's like a 25 difference from Graves. So we'll see. I'm pretty excited about it.
I know. I could never use her. She just seemed way underpowered for me.
Yeah. She's just awkward. That's all.
That's like, all about the power.
Her attack range.
I just play that AD carry, man. I can't play that AP. I don't like AP.
Dude.
See, that's all. I'm decent at is AP. I'm not going to say I'm good at anything. What I'm decent at is AP. Range AP especially, because I can't get close to people. They just kill me.
That TF, son.
I don't know. I really like Cassiopeia. I wish they'd give her a new skin. She only has 3 to choose from. I don't like that.
You do like that Cassiopeia. You play her a lot.
Dude, it's fun. I mean, I like, it's little, it's not going to say it's more challenging, but I like this, you know, I guess they're kind of skill shots. Kind of. Not really. A little bit. I think a lot
shots.
Of, well, I mean, like her Q is wherever the mouse pointer is, which took me like 3 games to remember that because I'd hit it and then just move my mouse to where I wanted it to go, but it was already, you know, I already cast it.
Sounds like me and Rumble's ultimate is like ultimate. Like, I just always mess it up. It's like, oh, they're going. I need to kill them. I shoot the ultimate the complete wrong way. Like, I shoot it going into off the map. Like, it's not going to go after them, it just goes off the map.
Yeah.
Some people are just not meant to play certain champions. It's okay. Like, it's me and Twisted Fate, and me and Nocturne in fives. Like, I can play Nocturne fine in threes, but in fives, I just can't win with him. I don't know what it is. So,
I do love I think I just like Cassiopeia's ultimate so much, because there's been so many times people were chasing me, and I'll just turn around and turn them all to stone and then keep moving. Like, crap. Get out of here. Like, it's gotta be frustrating to people, I'm sure. Like, I'm gonna. Oh.
Doing the troll laugh as you run away.
Okay. Take that, son.
They'll still catch me. Somehow I always forget to buy boots.
And then kill me.
Don't understand.
They catch you and you're done.
Mm-hmm. I'm done, son. I'm done.
You're done, son.
I'm done.
Another really big thing that just happened recently, we are now in Season 2 of the League of Legends seasons. So that means the $5 million is back on the table, is that right?
Woo. All going to me. It's all going to me.
That'd be very impressive.
Every last penny. I can 1v5 every pro team. It's like nothing for me.
Wow. What champion do you play as?
Zerath. Zerath can kill them all before they get to him.
There you go. That's pretty impressive. Seriously.
That's a lot of money for League of Legends, if you think about it. For a free-to-play game, that's quite a prize pool. That's impressive.
You know, I'm just waiting for, like, I really thought when Volley Bear was coming out, they were just going to have him, like, drink Coke as his ultimate just to get some more money. Like, you know, like advertising dollars. Like, he looks like the Coke polar bear.
Like with his cans right now, you know how the Coke cans are all white.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly, because it's about the polar bear. I was like, his ultimate is gonna be like drinking a Coke and then just like flipping out on somebody. But yeah, $5 million. I mean, I'm sure they get that through the. You know how much? I heard some. Does anyone know how much they make a month? I heard some ridiculous number. I mean, millions.
They have the potential to make a lot of money a month. Well, but I think it fluctuates so much. It's kind of hard to say.
I think, I mean, that's the reason they released Volibear. Like, on the forums for the longest time, like you know how people make those posts, like, I'm 4 RP short of, you know, this skin, will you please give me 4 RP? And they're like, well, draw an Armored Bear, and I'll give it to you. Like, that's been the joke, like, Armored Bears on the forum. Like, if you can draw a good Armored Bear, they'll give you, like, 2 RP so you can buy a skin. So, like, they made that because it was just popular. Like, that's how Brolaf came into play, is because people thought it was popular. And so, like...
Dude, I love Brolaf.
We made the Volibear purely to sell. Like, I'm sure he's a good champion.
So you're saying we're to blame. Anyone who doesn't like it like, so, you know, Brent doesn't like it, it's Brent's fault.
What?
I mean, I hate it when I saw his name, so...
You're saying that we made the champion because we're the ones who always said, you know, draw it. Like, it was a big joke. So because we went along with the joke, it's our fault that he exists?
Yeah, I mean, they make things because they're popular. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how Surprise Party Fiddle was a community skin that they took from the forums that was suggested, and they made it into a skin.
I thought it was really good.
Brolaf was suggested by the community. Like, they made Volibear because people were crazy about armored bears for whatever reason, so they made Volibear, and now I'm sure they've sold a bunch, and they've made their money, and, well, you know.
If the five people who listen to the show could do me a favor... I know four of them are on here right now. But if we could all just make really popular in the forums the Ninetales, I would like that champion to come out.
I don't think Ninetales ever come out.
They keep announcing it, but it keeps not coming out.
Well, they had, like, art and everything for back in the, like, this was in the summertime when I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's coming out soon. Nope.
Well, I think they were just like, I don't know what they thought about it. I mean, maybe, I'm half tempted, wondering if they got, like, sued. Or, like, you know, someone sent a letter from frickin' funny animation? No.
Funimation?
Like, you know that's Naruto, right? And they're like, yeah.
Cause, I mean, no, what's so, that show?
It's a girl. Because isn't she a nine-tailed ninja? I could be wrong about the ninja part.
But that's just Naruto using his shampoo to be a girl.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was like,
not shampoo, whatever they freaking use.
Genjutsu? Ninjutsu? I don't know.
The Jutsu! Ryu!
Ryu!
Oh, Naruto, you give it your best effort!
Akira!
Kaneda!
Dude, I heard that they cast the guy from Tron in that movie.
Yeah, it's in Neo, New York, though. We're talking about Akira, the movie, by the way, if no one knows.
Yeah, I'm just kind of tuned out right now, because I don't know what the heck y'all are talking about.
What's going on? What is this?
They're making an Akira League of Legends champion. You guys heard it here first, when it happens.
He's just a big, fat glob. Mm-hmm. He uses psychic powers.
Yeah, and he rides a motorcycle, so don't be surprised when you see that.
That's his ultimate. It's this big, fat thing that hops on a motorcycle and drives around. So. It's pretty good.
I wouldn't be surprised. Call it now.
But, so season two, Brian, do you know how you can get qualified to be in these big tournaments? Like, do you have to be 2,000 or whatever, 2,000 rated to even get on there?
There's qualifiers. I mean, you have to have a certain amount of success. You have to start in smaller tournaments and work your way up. And, I mean, win a couple smaller tournaments, then you might qualify for one of the mid-sized tournaments, like MLG or something like that, and you win that, and then... Or do well in that and get noticed.
Well, do you not get automatically invited if you're over like a certain rating?
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that because they kind of implied that, have a chance to fight against the pros. But, I mean, I don't know. Those guys have been playing together for 2.5 years, some of them on the same team. It's like they don't even have to think when they play with each other sometimes. Like they just kind of – it's like when you're on a basketball team and you just know what everybody else on the court is going to do at the same time. Like you just know. Like, that's the way they are. Like, if you watch, like, two ones that jumped out to me are, like, if you watch solo mid, team solo mid play, their support and AD carry, they don't ping anything. They don't call anything out. They just know. Like, they just play off each other. It's like teams that are going to compete with them have to have that kind of communication. Like, they have to – and, I mean, the odds of some – I mean, Riot throws out those dollar signs and stuff to, get people to think, hey, I could do that, but – I mean, to be honest, unless you practice 24/7 and are already a 2K rated player, like when you get into those pro competitions, like you have to be as good as them individually, but then also as good as them as a team. And the likelihood of like some random team sprouting up and doing that is just so slim. Like, I mean, you might be able to, you're not gonna be able to compete for the $2 million in the last tournament. Like that's going to be between all the big name teams. Just because of how good they are. But, like, I mean, you could probably enter some local tournaments and regional tournaments that those teams aren't necessarily at and make some money playing it. I mean, I don't see why not. It's all about teamwork. That's all this game is, teamwork and strategy.
Oh, the days of Counter-Strike, sir.
Back in the day.
Back in the day when I was a pro gamer,
Matt, you hacked. I don't want to hear it.
Dude, I didn't hack, dog.
How'd that work out for you, Matt?
While being a pro gamer from Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
Dude, I was a pro gamer.
That's pretty sweet.
Not a pro gamer. I'm still an amateur, but, I was number one on a couple servers, won some money in some tournaments,
Did you really? That's pretty impressive, buddy. But pretty impressive.
No one would play with me.
Well, I wouldn't play with you either. You're a jerk.
I'm not a jerk.
Okay.
So I'll hurt my feelings. Why I gotta bring my morale down, dude?
I'll play with you. Let's play a game of League right now. Just the rest of this podcast is us playing a game of League.
It's not Counter-Strike, son.
That'd be really bad.
I'm horrible at Counter-Strike. I don't want to play that game.
We've talked about recording our League games and posting us playing one game.
We need to censor some things.
It would be totally not safe for work. We wouldn't censor it. It would be not safe for work.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, I can't play.
I would be censoring that video or the audio for like a day.
If it was on Spotify, it would have the explicit thing next to it.
It would just be silent. I just have to put music in there. Just when I'm bleeping out everything, you can listen to the music and still get some enjoyment from it.
That's what I was saying. Every time a 45-minute game.
So you have to like a 45-minute symphony to cover the entire game.
Every time somebody says something offensive, just have Shark play over it.
It'll be like Dubstep, but Shark. That's like all it'd be. Remix. But yeah, season two's up. You can make your ranked teams. We've got our threes team. We don't have a fives team yet. Well, actually, we do. It's no strangers still up, or strangers still up, but we haven't played yet.
But you can have multiple teams. That's the great thing about it. So you can have a team with your friends. That's for fun.
Like Gat, but we're pro dog. We're that number one threes
so
team.
What if
we might come out at like 1500 after these 5 weeks
into a tournament?
What was that?
What if you get both into a tournament? What if you have to play against yourself? Like, I can't make it.
You would have to, like, when you die, run over to the other computer, or whenever you bead, run to the other computer and play, or alt-tab another window.
That would be sweet. Like, who do I want to win the most?
It'd be like playing chess with yourself. It's like, you have to decide what color's going to win in chess. Like, hmm.
Do you need multiple, do you need multiple accounts to do that? Or can you just do it with one account and have multiple teams?
You can make as many teams as you want. I'm sure there's a limit at some point, you know, with the deleted team.
Yeah.
But you can make as many teams as you want.
See, that's cool. That's really cool. You know, that's nice, like, because, you know, if you're eliminated, you're like, well, I can just kind of start over again. Although, I probably imagine you would not get eliminated right away. You'd probably just do that when you start losing a lot.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, make your team. Try to get, 2K rated and be a pro. Be on Team Solo Mid.
Yeah!
Hotshot GG. Be a pro. Be a man. Pro.
Is anyone here 2,000 ranked? From last year?
R3's team probably 1,500 ranked when we get done with this, if we win this next game.
Who will be?
R3's team.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I don't know how guys. It starts. We don't know how it starts yet because
I mean, we're 4-0.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't know how like the how they do their placement, you know, with the new season. Because like before, 4-0 would get you 1,400, no problem. But now, don't know.
Well, how many people? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Brian. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to ask how many people. Let's say, guy lives into the podcast says, "Hey, I want to start a team. I'm level 30." How many people is he going to go against? Like, how many other teams are in this thing?
I mean, 2 million countless. People play this game. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people playing this game.
The game or just the tournament? They just announced there's like 40 million people, or 35 million, I think is what I saw. 35
See,
million people have
active users. That's like accounts made.
No, I agree. But let's say, I mean, I think a high average would be 3 accounts per person. Which I think would be way high. I mean, I only have one. I know people who have three, but I mean, you just have one? Yeah. So let's just say you divide it by three. I mean, you're still looking over 10 million people. That's a lot. So, I mean, how many people do they even give you an idea? Do they say, okay, there's, you know, this many people signed up at this point, or do they not tell you?
The only time that you have trouble getting in queues is when you're really, really high rated. Like when you get to be like platinum rated. You don't. Mm-hmm. You have like 10 minute queues because you can't. There's not enough people to play. But like if you stay around like where we are, I mean, I never wait longer than a minute. And it's
so. Then do you purposely lose?
What?
Do you play more? You said when you go too high. That's what I'm asking. I didn't think so.
God no, never purposely lose.
No.
Unless there's that guy on your team, and we all know who we're talking about. Like it's that one guy. That Matt. You want to lose more than you want to win. It's not anybody in this room. It's not even anybody that I know, but it's just always that one guy that is so obnoxious and so trolly and so, like, blaming everybody else for his own mistakes that you would rather him lose than you win. And so then you just don't care anymore. Like, I've had that happen, like, 4 or 5 times to me where I just don't care. And I'm just like, this guy is a jerk. I don't even care if he wins or loses. And so you just – I don't throw the game. I don't want to say that, but just don't try as hard. You know.
I got you.
But.
This league's been full, like, recently just filled with trolls, so.
Mm-hmm.
Every game you play, if you're not playing with your friends, you have that one guy who's, like, purposely killing himself on the golems.
Yeah.
Or telling you to shoot the small golem on blue, not the big one. Shoot the small one.
Dude, I was playing. Matt, you were there. I was so pissed. This Garen kept telling me how to play Twisted Fate. And I was mad. Mm-hmm, ooh. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, you just shut up. You're playing Garen. You don't need to tell me how to do things that are skillful.
It was like the first time I've ever seen Miles like argue with someone in League. Oh,
dude,
welcome
I'm
to
a
the
very
game.
Nice man, but I was getting pissed. I was like,
I've gotten better about my rage recently.
I've just been playing Warhammer.
Just Warhammer. That's it.
Just Warhammer.
Dude, Warhammer makes me rage because I suck at it. But. That's
play
another
the tutorial, son.
That's another conversation for another podcast.
Well, guys, Brian, do you have any closing comments before we get out of here?
I do not. I mean, I just long live Team Gat-Gat. That's all I got to say.
I like that. That should be our motto. We should say that every time we win. No GG. Just say long win Team Gat-Gat or LWTGG. LWTGG. What does that mean? We'll confuse them, bro. It's like, oh, they're really nice guys. Gangsters in the house.
We rolled deep.
Miles, any closing comments?
Shark.
Shark.
No.
Anything going on? Like anything in your other podcast, like Torocast or anything you want to pimp while you're here?
No, I don't pimp much. I'm so stoked for the Old Republic to come out. I'm a little late, but I just got my copy of Star Wars. Friggin' Zelda. There we go. Zelda. I got my copy of Zelda, and it came with a soundtrack. And I was listening to the soundtrack on the way home. And I'll be honest, I was crying. There was a lot of good memories there. A lot of good
I teared up in the Muppets, so it's okay.
Dude, there's a new Muppet movie coming out.
It's already out, son.
Dude, I'm so behind, man.
I saw it. There's a lot of tender moments.
Is there really? Yeah. You think my 1.5-year-old will be entertained or no?
He'd love it, yep.
All right, I'm taking him. I'm leaving right now. I'm out.
All right. Brent, any closing comments other than we've been playing the crap out of some Warhammer recently?
Dude, actually, like, right now, like, specifically, like, a buddy of mine just hit me up. I've got a Dota 2 beta key, like, right now. Like, he just said something to me, literally. Like, as we were, did you hear the Steam thing go off right there? He's like,
wow.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I got 3 beta keys. He gave Nate one. He just asked me if I want to do it, so I may have a beta key. So maybe next time we do the podcast, I'll have something on Dota for everybody. But
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We actually see if you can last hit turrets and everything. Like,
yeah,
we're
he literally just said, yo, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, why would I not, man? So, yeah, I guess that's my wow, I'm opening my gift. Yeah, so that's my cousin comment, Dota 2.
Is it like Gmail? Like, once you get in, then you get, like, 3 invites to give people? Because I'm just saying, you know, there's 3 other people in this room. That'd be awesome.
Dude, I have no idea. I mean, I'm about to just start installing it right now, so, I mean...
You install that.
But, yeah,
I forgot completely to say this. The Old Republic is amazing. Just want to throw that out there. Because I played the beta this weekend, and it is everything as advertised. I am so excited. That's the only other closing comment that I have. That
game
is beautiful.
It is more than everything that's advertised, dude.
Oh my gosh, that game is gorgeous. It's just...
Speaking of tour, join our tour guild. Play with all of us. Kratos Tenet, Google Kratos Tenet. We're on the Slow Tour website. Join us. We're always looking for more people, like we mentioned in every podcast. And we will continue doing so.
Get 5, and then we're cutting it off.
Yep. We need 1 more person, and we're only going to have a 6-man guild. So.
Guild?
Better hurry up. They're called guilds, aren't they?
Is Brian in our guild?
I think so.
Yeah, Brian's in our guild. We're all in the guild.
Right.
You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We're on YouTube. All on GeekSync. Follow us on there. Leave some iTunes reviews. Let us know how we're doing. And, guys, it was in fact a show.
We did one of those finally.
We did. And
I'd like to thank you guys for thank you guys for inviting me to the show this week.
I know you're very welcome. You always have to see. I keep a seat warm from you all the time.
Well,
you're not invited
that,
back, so I hope you enjoyed it.
I did for a second. It was nice.
Dude, we brought you in for the cheese and wine, but now you have to leave.
We're actually having tryouts between you and Vaughn, so
whoever
between me and you, I'm not worried.
I'm playing music chairs right now.
Dude, whoever can put the spoon, like the egg on the spoon, and run across the room and not like break the egg, is who's going to get through. I'm sorry, but I just have to see what happens.
I'll be right back.
But guys, we will talk to you guys next week. See ya.